Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
So what we end up seeing is that when people make the claim that Jesus being on the cross was cosmic child abuse, not only is it illogical, because it's a logical fallacy of equivocation by using the term son in two different ways, but we also see that it lacks an understanding of Scripture. It lacks an understanding that God, the Father, was not the only one that chose to send Jesus Christ to the cross. No, God the Son voluntarily went to the cross. He knew all along he was going to the cross, and at no point does he say he was forced to do so. Child abuse requires force. You don't see that in the Scriptures, why Jesus went to the cross. He voluntarily came to earth as a man for the purpose of the cross. The Scripture is quite clear. Now, the reason they want to do this and make the claim that it's somehow child abuse is because those same people want to avoid the meaning of the cross, and it is essential for that we understand that. The meaning of the cross is that you and I break God's law, and in the violation of God's law, we're accountable to God and would be seen as guilty. However, God himself became a man, and suffering as a man went to the cross to suffer the ultimate consequence by suffering the eternal consequence for other human beings, so that though he died, we could be set free. And he proved he was God by raising himself from the dead 3 days later.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.